You're listening to a podcast of WJR's Internet Advisor. For help with any computer problem, call in during our live show or visit our webpage at internetadvisor.net.
You can only imagine what the conversation was like when three sisters got together, I'm going to guess around one of their dining room tables or in the kitchen, and said, "How about starting an internet website?" Regina Heinrich, was that how it worked when you first started MichiganMade.com?
Yeah, that's pretty much it, Foster.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So the three of you were sitting there. What brought up the conversation? By the way, I should say these three moms, you're from the Standish area, right?
We all grew up in Arnett County, and two of us still live in Arnett County, and I'm in Bay County.
Okay, so not too far away.
Right.
Okay, folks, hold up your hands. If you see the mitten, it's somewhere just above the crook of the thumb. Okay, now we got it settled.
Right.
But now, tell us how you came up with the idea for this particular website.
Well, it was early in 2008, and if you'll recall, the Economic Times then was pretty much the pits.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, and of course, we, like everybody, was bemoaning how bad the financial state of things was in Michigan. And my one sister had recently resigned from her full-time job at a local bank,
mm-hmm.
and my other sister was self-employed, teaching online classes in various computer skills.
Ah.
And conversation just led from one thing to another. We were talking about, you know, how Michigan really has so much going for it.
Yep.
In terms of its resources, the people who live here, creativity, technical knowledge, and so forth. And then reflecting on our own particular skills, somehow the idea emerged, and we think it was Debbie who was actually the originator of the idea. And, well, here we are now. Michigan-Made.com was born.
That's kind of neat that the three of you sisters were able to agree, first of all.
Is there one of you that's more apt to be the webmaster on your site than
others?
Oh,
absolutely. Yes. Yeah, that's one of the things that was definitely in our advantage right from the get-go. The one sister, Kathy, is really the computer expert. She's our web designer and webmaster and the person who keeps all of the computer technological end of things going. And then our sister Debbie is really the business end of it. That's her area of expertise. And my background has been in marketing and communications. So
wow.
That's the end of it that I try to keep up.
Shazam, that's a triple play, Gary.
It's a power combination.
There are companies out there that would die for that kind of in-house kind of cooperation, wouldn't they, Gary?
Oh, yeah.
Just came together for us.
Now, tell me, how does the website work? So when folks click on, and we have a link, by the way, off of our homepage at internetadvisor.net, and it's Michigan-Made.com.
Correct.
So when we get there, what are we looking at?
Well, obviously, first of all, you're looking at our homepage, and then you will see down the right-hand column a list of several of the different kinds of products that we offer, and within those categories, there are multiple different products themselves. There's, probably 2,000 or so total at this point, and I should say it's growing.
Good.
Oh, yeah, we are definitely in a very strong growth mode.
Wonderful.
You can click on one of the photographs that you see of items that are right on the homepage,
mm-hmm.
and get deeper into what that particular product line is. Or you can go to the top and click on the button Shop, and that will lead you into the various items that are available for sale.
Right. So there's things across the top, things like beauty products, collectibles,
right.
and fashion, et cetera. Or you can go to one of the items that you see there, like I'm going to click on one, Hank's Smoked Beef, and that then should take me off to more products from that.
Exactly.
Excellent. Uh-huh. So now you folks, your money-making procedure on this is people pay to advertise with you, right?
No.
No?
No.
How do you make your money?
Well, we make our money because we are, in fact, the Internet store. When you shop MichiganMade.com, when you have, after you have selected the items that you want to purchase, you go to checkout, and just as you would shop JCPenney or Macy's,
sure,
or, mm-hmm, you know, any other Internet store, you do your checkout, you get your total, you pay via PayPal or credit card or whatever your preferred, mm-hmm, option is. Mm-hmm. That order comes directly to us, and we handle all of the customer relations, and we communicate with the supplier, and the supplier ships the product directly to you. And
You don't get involved in handling the product at all, then. You're just that go-between
typically
person.
Not.
Between.
No, there are just a very few products that we, right, actually handle. But 99% of them, the supplier themselves does the direct shipping to the customer.
Who does the vetting, if you will, of the Michigan products to make sure that, you know, they're legit and that they're the kind of things you want to have on your,
yep,
site and things like that?
Yep, we do that ourselves personally. Right from the very get-go, we have made it our business to determine which products will be on our website.
Yeah.
They, of course, you know, they have to be made in Michigan.
Right.
That's the number one criteria.
Yeah, that's very good. So what people are looking at is not something that's just got their main office here, but these are things that are actually made in Michigan.
Oh, exactly. Yep.
Very good.
It is truth in advertising. All the merchandise that we offer is made in Michigan.
Superb. Kurt, I'm curious, what do you think of this as you look at this? Because you're behind, you do website design and things like that.
Yeah, I'm browsing the site, and I'm just caught by some of the really insanely cool products. And there's such an eclectic mix of things here. That's what I really like about this. I'm looking at ice cube trays that are make ice in the shape of Michigan with the Upper Peninsula.
Exactly. Yep.
Those to me, and there's a picture of them in a bowl with some like some beer for a party, which seems like the perfect like football sundae.
Yeah.
Ice cube trays. So I'm loving the eclectic mix. I'm guessing to me that's one of the strongest suits of this site. If I'm looking for a present for somebody, I know, I guarantee you there's got to be something on
How
here.
How many times have I don't know, Gary, if you've had this, we've had, you know, family that live out of state, mm-hmm, and we want to send them something that's Michigan, that's, mm-hmm, special Michigan.
Or they visit and you want to send,
exactly,
them home with,
yeah,
something.
Exactly.
Right?
And this would be one really cool way of doing it because they can go to this site, which is Michigan-Made.com, and then order it there, pay for it there, and then you then just take care of making sure that this gets shipped to wherever they're going to go.
Exactly, yep. And we found that about half of our customers are live in Michigan themselves, and another half live around the country or even internationally. And we've shipped all over the world, too.
Yeah, and that's the amazing part and really very helpful for me because as I look at your chocolate-covered cherries, if I had to take and wrap them myself, they'd never get there. So
yeah. Well, we try to have the classic Michigan products, and of course we have to have cherries.
Of
and
course, sure.
We're continuing to add to all of our lines. What you described about our website was exactly what we're trying to achieve, is a broad range of different merchandise, right, spanning a lot of different categories, and we feel like we've hit on the very different categories, everything from candles to jewelry to foodstuffs.
Yes,
all the practical
right.
items.
The variety is wonderful. Just a quick question. I noticed there's something called an affiliate program. What does that mean? What's that have to do?
We haven't really pursued that a whole lot yet. But at the point that we're able to, we're going to invite larger companies, such as Verner's or, mm-hmm, I don't know, others, you
sure,
know, that
sure.
are classic Michigan companies, to have a presence on our website. And interested customers who would come to Michigan-Made.com may then go directly to their website to investigate further.
I got you. Instead of just seeing their material within your website, they then can go back directly to that website.
Exactly.
It's a kind of a click-through kind of thing.
Right.
I tell you, I am super impressed that the three of you took your different skill areas. And folks, I think this is fascinating. Nobody tried to do it all. But you brought the business savvy of the one sister, the marketing skills that you've got, and then the tech abilities of your sister, put it together. Was she the one, by the way, that designed the website?
Oh, Kathy did, yes, absolutely. Oh, it's all very much her own work.
Oh, hats off to her. I think it's a wonderful job. Well done. We're delighted. Matter of fact, we had on our Facebook page, we had a comment that your fans were going to be listening into this and applauding in the background. So there's a lot of people out there who are hooraying you on. And I know that there are people who are going to want to see this site as well in order to continue to encourage this Michigan-made.com. Regina, thank you so much for being with us, and I salute your sisters as well for a great site and some great products.
Most definitely I will, and it's our pleasure being a part of your program.
Thank you for being with us. It's again, folks, off of our homepage, internetadvisor.net. You can click off of there or go directly to michigan-made.com.
You're listening to a podcast of WJR's Internet Advisor.